and plummet into the depths of despair with the stillbirth of their baby. This book provides a moving and personal insight into the difficult journey a parent who experiences the death of their child from stillbirth or other causes faces. Grieving parents find hope and encouragement in reading and learning from others who have travelled a similar path. It is also reassuring to know others have survived and that the common physical and mental difficulties are a normal part of bereavement. The book shares with great honesty the difficult emotions and experiences the author endured, as well as information about what can help parents as they navigate their own grief journey. There are very few people who really understand how hard it is to face the unique pain and trauma of losing a baby and the length of time it takes to recover. This book provides a resource for those who seek to understand either their own journey or that of a family member or friend who has experienced such a loss. This book is unique, as Lisa's story continues through her subsequent successful pregnancy and delivery, and she shares with courage and openness the thoughts and feelings she experienced as a result of having lost her first baby to stillbirth. Lisa has captured the very personal details that consistently relate to other bereaved families that SIDS and Kids South Australia support. This book is not only for health professionals, but for those families that have been touched by the death of a baby, either in miscarriage, stillbirth, or postnatally. Once you pick up this audiobook, you'll listen to it to the end because it's real life, and written by a loving mother who has lived the experience and wants nothing more than to share her story to help others. Dorothy Crosby, Counsellor and Education Manager, SIDS and Kids South Australia. Peter Papps, Counsellor, SIDS and Kids South Australia. To the listener, I started to write my story in the weeks following Olivia's death. Initially, I found that putting my thoughts and feelings down on paper helped me to cope with my grief, but I also thought that it may give other people an insight into what had happened and how deeply it had affected me. Many of our family and friends found it hard to understand the depth of our grief, as we were in their eyes grieving the loss of a child that never was. Although Olivia never took a breath and was therefore never alive, she was very much alive for the 9 months I carried her. She was most definitely a presence in our life, and in particular my life. From the moment I knew I was pregnant, Olivia was my world and the reason for my existence. I loved Olivia with all my heart, and I continue to love her even though she is no longer a physical being in our life. We may only have memories, but Olivia will continue to be a part of our lives up until the day we die. I hope that by listening to my story, you'll get a sense of not feeling so alone on your journey, as you will see that many of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions being experienced by you are common to many bereaved parents. Journal entry. The 20th of May 2004, 5:45 a.m. I'm writing this in complete and utter despair. Peter and I have experienced the worst day of our lives, when I gave birth to our daughter who was stillborn. I gave birth to Olivia Grace Yankovsky at 4:20 a.m. on Monday the 17th of May. We have been completely devastated by the loss of our precious, beautiful baby and are heartbroken. Olivia was 7 pounds and 50.5 centimetres long. She had a full head of dark hair and was perfect. Everyone is at a loss as to how this happened, given the fact that I had a normal, healthy pregnancy, and I felt well even up to the day Olivia died inside me. It only happened 3 days ago, but it feels like an eternity. I honestly and truly can't believe that I had a baby. I know I did, but I feel like it wasn't me. I'm having difficulty putting into words exactly how I feel. If I didn't know it to be true, the last 9 months could have been a dream. Peter and I have never cried as much as we have in the last few days. All our hopes and dreams for us and our baby have been shattered. It just doesn't feel real. Sunday the 16th of May 2004 will always be the most significant day of my life. It is the day my world came crashing down around me and my life changed forever. I'd had a perfect pregnancy. All my test and scan results had been normal. My blood pressure and health.